Testing in the House chamber at Legislative Day 21.
This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Ward. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pray with me, please. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, our state, and our nation. You've allowed us, and our people have chosen us, to work for them, to guard, guide, and protect them. Therefore, give us the courage of our convictions. Let our belief in you guide our decisions, and never let political expediency replace our moral compass. In doing this, may we make our state a place where your law is upheld and your people are given the dignity of being your children. Never let the opinions of others nor the social trends of the day allow us to abandon your law for our will or our popularity. All this we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Craven, Representative Tyson, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 27th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Tyson moves the journal for February 27th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Clemens, Lambeth, and Setzer, House Bill 206, increased dropout age completion indicator.
Education K-12 with favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Elmore, Clemens, and Torbett, House Bill 207, mandatory training contribution to CEUs.
Education K-12 with favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Jones, House Bill 208, low-income housing tax credits.
Rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Humphrey, House Bill 209, Consumer Credit Card Protection Act.
Banking, if favorable, rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Bell, Baucom, Gillespie, and Sauls, House Bill 210, reduce barriers to state employment.
State personnel, if favorable, rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 211, DWI sentencing mitigating factors.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 212, Driver's License Restoration, DWI Treatment Court.
Transportation, if favorable, Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House. Mr. Clerk, Chair is going to modify a referral previously made on a bill. House Bill 208, the Chair is going to direct the bill be referred to the Committee on Finance if favorable rules counter and operations of the House. And members, I believe we have a school group with us here today from Ravenscroft School. I want to thank you all for being here with us today. Welcome. You'll notice there's a lot of empty seats this morning. The reason that's happening is most all of the members are in committee meetings this morning. And so this is what we call an admin session or a no vote session. There'll be no votes taken this morning at this session. But tomorrow afternoon when we come in for a full session, there'll be quite a few bills that'll be voted on. This place will be completely full and there'll be a lot of activity. So, if your teachers or guides want to show you around, there's a number of committees that are meeting. You can see some of that going on if you'd like, but there's probably a lot more interesting stuff to see up here. The museum across the street's pretty good with all the dinosaurs. But just want to thank y'all for being with us. Hope you have a great visit with us today and in your state capital and have a great time while you're here with us. Thank you. Do we have any, and I present to the announcements given earlier, of course, there were no votes for today's session. This is purely an admin session. Tomorrow morning we will reconvene at 9:30. However, we will not be voting on anything until the afternoon session. And the afternoon session, tomorrow's session where we're going to have votes will be at 1 p.m. And just a reminder that we will be doing the panoramic very first thing in that session. So the members who are not here at 1 p.m. will show up as an empty seat in the pano photo for posterity and so forth. So members ought to be here on time tomorrow as one day that we definitely don't want to be behind. So, but again, there'll be an admin session tomorrow morning at 9:30, actual voting session at 1. Members should be paying close attention to the committees today. The Rules Committee will be meeting this afternoon. Members should expect that any of those bills could be on the calendar for tomorrow to be voted upon. Any notices or announcements from members? Anything from the clerk? Seeing none, the gentleman from Craven, Representative Tyson, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 1st at 9:30.
Representative Tyson moves, seconded by Representative Ward, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 1st at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations. Set forth in Rule 15.1, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Bradford, Kidwell, Setzer, Ray, Howard, Ross, and Tyson are recognized to send forth a committee report for the Finance Committee. House Bill 5, Town of Fuquay Varina, deannexation, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 5, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. House Bill 57, City of Hendersonville, parking meter proceeds, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 57, re-referred to Committee Rules, Counter Operations of the House. Representative Penny and Wofford are recognized to send forth local government committee report. House Bill 133, Graham County Occupancy Tax, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 133, referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 66, Catawba, Newton, Conover, Hickory Board of Education Elections, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute for House Bill 66, referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. And House Bill 152, Even Year Elections, Maysville and Pollocksville, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee Substitute, House Bill 152, referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 139, short title, U.S. and N.C. Flags Made in the USA. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs, and the bill is referred to the Committee on State Government. The serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations, and the House remains. And Watford recognized sent forth local government committee report. House Bill 78, Town of Oak Island, parking meter proceeds, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 78 is ruled material, constituting its first reading, and House Bill 78 is referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 122, reimburse late audit costs with sales tax revenue. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Whereas committee substitute, House Bill 122, referred to the Committee on Rules. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 20, short title, Cash Commitment Act, is that bill has the serial referrals to the Rules Committee and the Judiciary 1 Committee stricken, and then the Rules Committee referral is added back. That leaves the bill in the Banking Committee if favorable rules. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 5, Town of Fuquay Varina, deannexation, favorable. House Bill 5, Calendar 36B for March 1st. House Bill 10, requires sheriffs to cooperate with ICE, favorable. And House Bill 10 will be counted at 36B with no date. House Bill 11, Schools for the Deaf and Blind, favorable. And House Bill 11, Calendar 36B for March 1st. House Bill 57, City of Hendersonville, parking meter proceeds, favorable. House Bill 57 to counter 36B for the first. House Bill 60, SUDEP Awareness Week, favorable. House Bill 60, 36B for the first. House Bill 66, Catawba, Newton, Conover, Hickory Board of Education Election, favorable. House Bill 66, counter 36B for the first. House Bill 89, adopt official state cookie and star, favorable. House Bill 89, counter 36B for the first. House Bill 103, GSC Technical Corrections, 2023, favorable. House Bill 103, counter 36B for the first. House Bill 104, GSC, UNIF, UNREG, Child Custody Traffic Act, Article 3, favorable. House Bill 104, counter 36B for the first. House Bill 119, NCORR, increase informal bid threshold, favorable. House Bill 119, counter 36B for the first. House Bill 152, even year elections, Maysville and Pollocksville, favorable. House Bill 152, counter 36B for the first. House Joint Resolution 175, confirm Ed Wilson's special Superior Court Judge, favorable. House Joint Resolution 175, counter 36B for the first. And House Bill 131, protect North Carolina education savings investment accounts, favorable. Committee substitute number 2, unfavorable. Committee substitute number 1, committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 131, counter 36B for the first.